Gittenberg Tas Mishnah Zayin. Shir Mixas HaGet Uksavu B'daf HaSheni. If he left over a part of the get, in other words, it wasn't finished on that column, and he finished it on the next page in the same scroll, so he had to move over a column. The Edim Milmata, and the Edim are now written below where he finished, meaning in the second column, second page. Kosher, it's kosher. Obviously, this has to be where it's obvious, where the sofer didn't have enough room on the first daf, and he needed the second daf to complete it. Then it's kosher. And again, this is the same scroll, the same Megillah. Chasmu Edim b'reish hadaf, if Edim sign on top of the daf, min hatzad, or on the side, o me'acharov b'get pashit, or behind it, on the other side of the page, on a get pashit. Get pashit is a regular get, not a get mekusher. Get mekusher, that's how they actually did it. As we learned, they would fold over and then sign on top of the fold, and then fold again and stitch, and keep stitching and folding. And every time they signed it on the outside. But a get pashit, you have to sign on obviously the same side of the page where the writing was. Puzzle. All these cases are puzzle, because there's no way to know that these Edim are actually signing on this get. Could just be that their signatures were written somewhere and then they just wrote on the other side the typhus of the get, the tariff of the get. Or they wrote under it or whatever it is. But it seems that they did not sign for this specific get. Hikif Roshos Shelzeh, Betzad Roshos Shelzeh. If you put one top of the get right next to the other top of the get, there should be a picture below. Va'edim be'emtza, and the edim are written right in between. Shneim psulim, they're both puzzles. Because whichever way that the aid signed, it's always going to at least be on top of whatever get is written in the same direction that the signature is. So the signatures always have to be written below the words of the get. So therefore it's puzzle. Sofa shelzeh betzad sofa shelzeh. But if the bottom of the get is next to the bottom of the other get, va'edim be'emtza, and the edim are now signing in between, es edim nekrinimo kosher, that which the edim are read with it, meaning the edim are in the same direction of the writing as the get that's written right above it, there should be a picture below, kosher, that's kosher. As opposed to the other get where the signature is upside down, even though it's on the bottom of it, it's still, the writing is upside down to it, so that's not kosher. And finally, rosh shelzeh betzad sofa shelzeh. This is obviously a case where just one get is written above the other get. Va'edim be'emtza, the edim are in between. Esh edim nikronim b'sofo kosher. That which the edim are written at the end, which means the top get is kosher, because the edim are written right below it. But as far as the bottom get, even though it's not written in the opposite direction, the edim are not signing below it, so that's why it's not kosher.